Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and get started with prayer. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just starts just have a spiritual just spiritual eyes and a way of looking at things as through the spirit so that she can understand how really being discerning and knowing what's truly going on is. That she starts to understand how it becomes life and death during times of judgment, and just the how the parable of the five wise and five foolish virgins are just extremely true, and she needs to be wise and get ready. And then again, just for her salvation, safekeeping, anything spiritually dangerous for her to be removed, and also for anybody that she's praying for. Ask all these prayers, and she has a heart to fight for souls that are in that she placed in her life also too. Father, ask all these prayers in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so talking about going through Isaiah 33 and talking about times of judgment, where's the scribe, where's the receiver, and things like that, and explaining what we've got going on here in the United States, just kind of recapping a little bit with all of this like social justice type stuff. It's really big right now. And how just understanding that everything happens, that there's, I was going for I like to go running in the morning, and the Holy Spirit taught me something. It was very difficult for me going through seasons like this of judgment. Because it's hard. You need to know that, okay? If it depends. If you're a lowly sister, in all honesty, and you're humble and you are compassionate and don't like to see people suffer, okay? It's very difficult, I'll be honest with you, going through times of judgment because you're gonna see people hurt. You are, okay? In a lot of pain. And you suffer because you don't want to see them go through that, and you have a hard time because you want to reach out and help. And what happened was, I was running, and I timed my run, okay, and just to see that, just it's a timed run, it's exercise, so I like to track how long it takes. And as I'm running, I go past this intersection. There's hardly ever any traffic because it's out in the country. It's very rare for there to be traffic there. So usually I just go straight through. There's no cars there. But this particular day, there was but there was this lady at the intersection, this young girl at the intersection, and the light was green, okay, for her. And if she had gone when it was green, okay. She, because the light's a sensitive light, what you call those, but because it's since there's so little traffic, it doesn't change. It stays red for oncoming for the intersect interceding inter the interceding I guess you call it traffic. But the main highway stays green, which is where I'm running along. So typically you don't really run into a problem being stopped at that light, but it has a sensor on it. And I was a good distance, and the light was green for this young girl. And if she had just gone when light was green, she would have gone through the cars that were waiting, and everything would have been able to go, okay? But she was trying to be nice, and she saw that I was running, so she didn't go through the green light. And I'm stopping, and I'm looking, and I'm going, "Can you please go? Your light is green, because if it's green and you go, then it'll change, and I can run, straight through." But she wouldn't go, and she's, honking and waving her hand, and she ends up messing up the entire intersection. And because the light is green for her, and she's not going, and there's a car behind her, and the whole thing becomes a huge mess, and the oncoming traffic and the turning traffic is all confused, like, what is this girl doing? And my time was all messed up, of course. I was like, well, thank you for trying to be nice, but you really made a big mess of things, she was trying to do the right thing, she's trying to be kind, but the bottom line is she wasn't obedient to the law, okay? The law says it's green, you go, okay, period, okay. And by doing that, she not only messed up my time, which she was trying to be nice to me, but she ended up confusing the whole intersection. It was this huge mess. And the Holy Spirit was using that to talk to me, okay, about going through these seasons of judgment. He has a plan, and you need to understand that, okay? He has a plan. God has a plan, and it's important, and it's correct, and it's right, and it's eternal, and it's high above our comprehension and our understanding, and you need to obey Him. Okay? Because my beloved sisters in Christ, which you need to understand, okay, is when this judgment comes upon the United States, you are gonna see if you are tucked away and fruitful and hidden in Christ and you obey what you're supposed to do and you are ready and you are a wise virgin, you, okay, are gonna see people suffer and it's gonna be hard and they're gonna be coming to you with all kinds of excuses. All kinds of excuses. Saying it's all kinds of stuff. It's racism, okay? It's poverty. It's oppression, okay? All right? It's because I didn't have this when I was supposed to have that. It's because of this and because of that, okay? I'm not saying that people are gonna blame as that racism is gonna be the only explanation for everything, but you're gonna hear stuff, okay? People coming to you and saying, this is happening to me because of this, and because of that, and because of this, and because of that, and because of this. And the answer is no, it's not. The Holy Spirit will be clear. You will hear him. You need to be humble and fast and pray and seek after him. But you're going to hear him. He say, no, it's not. It's me. It's me. I'm dealing with this person. I'm dealing with them. And if you get in my way, then I'm going to deal with you. Those five wise virgins have gone through that. They know that. And I'm saying that, okay, because you're going to see a form of communism start to move upon this country. Okay? It's already starting to happen to a certain extent. When these judgments are going to start to come, you're going to start to see people say, well, it's not right. Look, they've got that. They're not supposed to. Why are they covered? Why are they taken care of? Okay? And I'm talking about the real fruitful Christians who are really being covered and cared for by Christ. That's not right. I don't have that. They're going to be blind to God. Okay? They're not going to understand. People are going to try and reach out to them and they're going to say, nope, I don't want to hear that. Okay, I don't want to hear that. And they're going to come and they're going to try to deceive you and make you feel guilty. Okay, or even come with other ways, okay, to mix you up. And you need to be grounded and rooted in the Word of God. Okay, and you need to stay out of his way, even your own heart and mind. You need to really seek after the Holy Spirit and start being a very usable vessel for him so you can hear him clearly and obey him, because he'll talk to you, he'll lead you, he'll guide you. Okay, he'll say, stay out of my way, because what you're going to find, it's going to be just like with those five wise virgins, where they say, not so. And I've seen it firsthand, not so, lest there be not enough for me and you. And God's going to give you just what you need. I'm telling you, I've seen it. Just what you need and nothing else to make sure you stay out of his way. Okay? And he's going to do that to protect you so you have that type of response. Because those foolish virgins need to be dealt with. It's for their souls so that it doesn't happen like that eternally. Eternally. Okay? Go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day. That she just really just grows with you and seeks after you and just humbles herself and really starts to just really in her heart and her soul just really learn what it means to walk in the Spirit and just letting your Holy Spirit govern her behavior all day long, just really seeking to have him guide her throughout the day. Ask all these prayers you've asked in Jesus' name, amen.